that rocks.
We could totally fly a plane.
Absolutely. We just came to the conclusion that if we had to, we could jump into a Cessna.
I think a two-seater Cessna, it can't be that hard.
Well, you said that one kid, like, YouTubed a bunch of videos, stole something, and then pieced it in a Cessna that he's never flown.
Yeah, he watched the videos. I mean, come on, no.
So what is it? Is it just the flywheel? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and you got left, that little, right? It's almost like the little racing wheel.
Yeah, you push it down, it goes down, you pull it back, it goes up.
Yeah.
And then do they have the rudders? Do they have the yaw with the foot?
Yeah, on the back. And then all you do is you got to throttle up, pull the thing. I think we could do it. Does anybody have a plane that Hunter and I can fly?
We'll just try it.
Yeah. I mean, you can go up there with us.
Oh, talk about.
I honestly, the scariest part about skydiving.
Dude,
Was the plane.
Yeah.
Because literally all it had was one seat in there, and then it was all open so you could have the instructor and me. Mm-hmm. But that plane was like, there was like nothing. I stepped in the thing. I'm like, this thing flies?
Yeah.
There's nothing in here. It's a little on switch.
Airliners basically fly themselves
nowadays. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, like a little 4-stroke motor in there. Blah 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 blah.
You know, it's always been a dream of mine to fly like that.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
Yep.
You got to have. Well, you got to be healthy.
If anybody wants to give Hunter and I pilot lessons for free, we appreciate it.
I don't think anybody's going to give it to us for free.
We'll bring the beer.
Right. Oh God.
I mean, hey, if I'm going to fly, I'm going to do it drunk. Come on.
It's going to end in a ball of flames.
They're so great.
You know?
Yeah, we're going to straight up
I really think, though, if you were in a plane, pilot passes out, he's done.
Yeah.
And you had to jump in the seat. I think
landing's the hard part.
Yeah.
Because you gotta come down. Like, I mean, take it off. You're like, I just pull up.
Yeah.
Landing, though, you got to make sure you're at the right angle.
Listen to us talk like we know what we're talking about.
I could do it.
It's not a video game, for God's sake.
Until we get into a plane, we'll never know. So at this point, I'm going to say that I can do it.
Do you think you could take off in an F1 car? Because I've seen this episode.
No, I don't think so.
Because they geared so high. I had no idea that the common folk, if they jumped in an F1 car, not a chance.
I don't think I could do a NASCAR.
Even the guys that, what was that British show?
Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Yep.
Top Gear. One. They did an episode where they put all the guys in an F1 car. Just like the guys, like, just try to take off.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. If you can get the thing going, you're good. None of them could do it.
Yeah.
It's geared so high. You have to literally put it to like 9 grand.
Yeah.
To take off. You know.
See, I can. I have more confidence in hopping into a airplane.
Yeah,
a two-seater
system. I'm pretty sure you could probably pull that off before taking off on a track like that.
Let's try it again. Anybody got? If anyone has an F1 car or a plane, let us know.
Who is rich as F?
We got to know somebody from Whirlpool's got to have something for us. Come on.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Real quick, what about a chopper? Do you think you can?
No, actually,
hell no.
My buddy is a chopper pilot in the Army, and he's like, I would rather fly a plane because you got so much stuff.
Oh,
and helicopters don't make sense. He literally flies these. He's flown missions in these, and he's like, they shouldn't work. It should not. It does not make sense. People don't understand exactly how helicopters work, but we still get in them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, are you serious?
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, do a barrel roll. No, Brock. As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Researchers at Rutgers University have created a robot that can take blood samples. Once again, another story about how we are teaching the robots how to murder us. The robot finds the vein, punctures it with a needle, and then draws blood. And supposedly, the gadget performs as well and sometimes better than human medical professionals doing the same job. That doesn't matter to me, okay? What I hear is we are teaching a robot how to extract fluids from our body.
Yeah.
Again, folks, when these things get AI, we're just giving them all the skills that they need to murder us.
Yeah.
And what are they going to do? They're going to drain. They're going to harvest us. We're just going to be blood bags to them to harvest their organs and tissue.
It just interests me why they would spend the amount of money they probably spent on this just to draw blood, which a nurse can do.
Yeah.
In the time, a robot can do it.
They already have robots that draw other fluids out of my body.
See, I friggin' knew it, man. Anytime we talk about a robot, put your pants back on.
It drains the main vein, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God, dude. Even a robot. Dude, I
put that thing on high.
I can't wait till they come out with this robot and never see you again. Where'd Brock go? He's been with this robot for 4 years. Just drained.
Drained. Come on, I'm all gaunt and skinny.
Right. He's got those wide eyes. Anybody he's looking off a 100-yard stare.
Anybody have any Pedialyte? Right. But no, seriously, another day, another story where we teach our robot overlords how to murder us.
That's crazy, man.
There you go. This is interesting. There is a zoo in San Antonio, and they're running a promotion this year where they'll name a rat after your ex and then feed it to a snake.
Oh, jeez.
It costs $25. You can watch a live stream of it happening on Valentine's Day.
Hi.
Some
people are bitter.
That is a vengeful Valentine's Day.
You send her that. Hey.
Good Lord.
Or him.
Yeah. Dear Jessica, this is what I think of you. Like, that's, move on. Yeah. It's okay. The relationship didn't work out.
I don't, yeah.
And to be honest, who's the one that really wins here? The person that's getting the rat named after their ex eaten by a snake, or the person who dumped the person that wants to get a rat named after them eaten by a snake? I think it's the person.
I think you're right on this.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, red flags. I dodged some bullets.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I appreciate the video, yeah. Psycho.
You raving psycho.
You know?
Should have dumped you sooner.
And he spent money on it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Good God. All right. Well, I wonder if I can do it with you. Can I just get.
If you want.
Yeah.
That's fine. I have a little rat named Hunter. Actually, you know, he'll probably end up eating the snake. Yeah.
Good luck, snake. All right, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.